Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. Through the years that man has lived and thrived in this world, he has always been encountered by the pitfalls of physical existence. Throughout history, we can indeed see that nearly every attempt at greatness is hampered by the many temptations that often lie on the path that leads to enduring superlative success. What I mean to say is that when you aspire to be great, you are always haunted by these weaknesses. You are always haunted by these temptations. Many times we get to see that greatness of many individuals is often shrouded by their weaknesses, that it is often shrouded by their temptations. Temptations are an irreplaceable part of the human existence. As long as man lives, he is prone to desires, and he is prone to the temptations that arise out of the instinctive ties that he bears with his physical existence. Our temptations lie very close to our hearts. We love them to death, and hence we never ever acknowledge them as our weakness. We never acknowledge them as pitfalls. However, if we are to truly achieve greatness, if we are to truly achieve enduring superlative success, we need to conquer our temptations. We just need to do that. It's imperative. Many would be seemingly outraged at this statement, for people always like to indulge. They like to splurge. They love to dabble in the shallow pleasures that sensory gratifications yield them. However, the fact that they fail to realize is that to achieve something tangible, to achieve superlative success, great sacrifices are needed on their part. Greatness is not something that is achievable to all. It is something that lies far above the grasp of ordinary human beings. That being said, every human being still has in himself the capacity and the ability to attain greatness. All that it demands of him is that he cannot remain ordinary. If he is to achieve greatness, he cannot keep on desiring ordinary things. It requires of him great understanding and a calculated approach towards life. Temptations are always there in any human being's path. It is very easy to succumb to temptations, but to stay focused and centered in your ambition, that takes great resolve. It takes great efforts to forego the momentary pleasures in order to go after bigger and greater things. In the moment, it would often seem foolish to forego your desires for the sake of the future. But know this. Know this, that in the end, it would be all worth it. In the end, the juice would be worth the squeeze. There are many who would categorically deny the fact that temptations are a great obstacle in the path of progress. However, to supplement that fact with proof, you need look no further than into your own history. Human existence has always been plagued by the curse of temptation. Great people have fallen owing to their temptations. Be it Antonio who fell for Cleopatra, or Ravan who fell for Sita, or be it Alexander the Great who fell for his own vanity. They were all great men, all of them. They had achieved great things. They had achieved things far beyond the comprehension of mere humans. And yet they fell. Why? Owing to the simple fact that they were humans and that they were prone to temptations. There are many such examples squandered throughout the resplendent mosaic of documented human existence. But at this point, we would not venture into those stories. So how does a human being conquer his temptations? Or better yet, can he conquer his temptations? How can he truly overcome the instinctive calls that yearn for gratification and indulgence? Well, the answer to that question is not so simple at all. As slated beforehand, it takes a great deal of personal resolve to achieve greatness. You have to desire for naught but the same thing again and again. You have to yearn for it ceaselessly in your dreams and in your wakefulness. The power of that one desire should be greater than any other desire that plagues your mind. Only when you achieve that stage, only when you come to that point in time when you seek for naught but that one desire, that one ambition, at that stage, temptation would lose its allure. It is only then that momentary temptations would lose all their appeal. In the end, it is extremely important to stay focused and centered in life. It is imperative that you be aware of your goals and act proactively in that direction. Only then will you be able to truly overcome your temptations. And only then would you truly be in line to achieve enduring superlative success. That's all for today. Take care.